From the heart of Broadway, where semis dare not to tread.
That's not true. We see semis all the time.
Where they should dare not to tread.
Remember one broke Redacted's mirror off that one time?
Where semis need to stop coming.
There you go.
It's Podzilla After Dark here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. And hey, guys, how are you doing tonight? It's Thursday, and it was a heck of a day. Very important stuff happened today, and I hope you all kept up with it. We're going to talk about it.
Are we?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I'll explain here in a second.
I wasn't keeping up. I was unpacking.
I'll explain to you. I'll explain to all of you. With me tonight, of course, Jesse Kimball down at the end of the table, host of Nerd Up, co-owner of Podzilla 1985. Very important person.
Hey.
The red R on your chest stands for really important.
Robot.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Lindsay Wolfgang's to my right in a pink dress with a heart on the back.
Hi.
It's a lovely dress.
Shocked everyone. Yeah. And then Mandy Kennedy to my left.
What up?
Drinking milk.
I had donuts. What?
Nothing. I shared
those donuts with
you. I know,
you.
They were delicious.
Yeah.
I mean, they were Schnucks donuts. They were as good as they could be.
Well,
Jesse, what were
Schnucks
donuts doing?
Their best. Honestly, like Schnucks donuts in the morning are actually really good. But if you go there like after 11 o'clock and we went there at, you know, almost 8, they are not so great.
And even at good, they still don't compare to Jackson donuts.
That's
they serve
really
their
true.
Purpose, okay?
Or Heckle.
Oh, Heckley's.
Heckley's, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Or Krispy Kreme.
I do love Krispy Kreme.
Everyone makes fun of Krispy Kreme, but I think Krispy Kreme is delicious.
The only person that makes fun of Krispy Kreme is Dalton, and that's only because of Power Rangers.
Oh, because of the movie.
Yeah.
I posted a video the other day, and I tagged him in it. It's of a group from the 90s, and the song was called Trouble, and it was on the Power Rangers soundtrack, and it's this terrible music video, and I posted, you know, still more relevant than the new movie, Dalton. But I didn't put the SpongeBob meme with it, so he might not have seen it. He might not have been paying attention. Lindsay, why was today important? Two reasons.
Well, there was the my brain is blanking on words. The hearing.
I got all day.
It wasn't a trial. It was a hearing.
It was
right?
a hearing.
There's a difference.
It was testimony.
Okay.
Yeah. What was his name?
Yeah. Comey.
Comey. There you go. Mandy, you pick it up now. What happened?
Stuff. Dun, dun, dun.
North America.
You
Canada.
Watched that, and I spent time with Sam and Dean.
Man, I had to work. Where all we have is on TV is sports.
So, So James Comey, the former head of the FBI, testified today in front of the Senate Intel Committee about what happened with Donald Trump. And that is very, very important. That is something we should talk about for the love of God.
Yes.
But also today is Ghostbusters Day.
Yay.
So happy Ghostbusters Day to everybody out there listening.
Da-na-na-na-na-na.
I tried to watch Ghostbusters here at the store. I was going to put on all three movies and then the real Ghostbusters cartoon. I only watched the first two movies, couldn't find the new one. And it didn't matter because I had like 6 kids in here and I couldn't hear the movie anyway. It was very, very disappointing. I was very upset by it. I ended up lying to the kids of halfway through the second movie and I said, there's a party coming in. You guys got to go.
I'd be lying if I said I'd never done that.
I don't normally don't care, but I was at my limit today with these kids. Like, trying hard not to cuss about them, but I want to real bad.
I'm trying to remember who was here when I did it, because it was when we were doing the $4 all day the first time around.
I'm sure it was probably James, little blondie, with the glasses.
I don't think he wasn't here at that point.
Oh, he's been coming in forever, it's just now he started playing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, this was, I don't remember. But I remember there were like 3 or 4 kids in here who had been in here for like 6 hours.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I can't take it.
I don't understand it. Like I enjoy video games as much as everybody else, but I don't understand anybody that can come in here and play for like 7 hours a day, every day. How?
These
like,
chairs suck.
These
too.
Chairs
really
do suck. And it's spring, or is it summer officially?
It's almost summer.
So it's still spring technically.
Yeah.
Like it's spring, it's warm outside, mm-hmm. It's been nice days.
I was about to say, today actually felt amazing, super low humidity.
Yep.
Why would you not really go outside and do stuff? Like, of course we advocate video games. I manage a video game store. But for the love of God, go outside and enjoy life while you still have it.
I mean, even when I was a kid, like I spent like all day I played around. It's just when it got dark, that's when I, you know,
you go home and play some games, hang out. Okay, like the off time that you and your friends actually got to play games for hours was special.
Yeah.
It wasn't every day.
Or if it was raining.
Yeah. I still remember it was like once every couple months, like I would get together at a buddy's house. We would have a LAN party. And I know a lot of kids these days have no idea what that is. Because everybody just plays on the internet.
To be fair, I didn't know what that was either, and I'm older than you.
Do you know what it is right now?
I do, like when LAN parties were big, I didn't know anything about them. I never did them. Wasn't it? Because it wasn't pretty much just for Halo.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, that's if you were doing console, yes.
Right.
Like there weren't many other console games that you could really like have a big party. But yeah, Halo parties are absolutely a thing. But to me, Halo party was different than a LAN party. I mean, same concept, except at a LAN party, like everybody brought their PCs. And then basically we all went to my friend Nathaniel's and we just lined up tables and put all of our PCs out and we just played, you know, whatever game was popular. Most of the time it was a whole lot of Battlefield 2.
Yeah.
And that was back in the day, like Kevin Schenkelberg was in on that. Garrett Gunning, Trevor Camp came a couple of times to play. Like, it was a really, really fun time. Like, some of my favorite memories from high school were, like, going to those LAN parties.
I don't have any favorite memories from high school.
You were homeschooled for a significant portion of it, weren't you?
Yeah, I was homeschooled from ninth grade till graduation. Now, technically, I never graduated. This is, you know what? I'm going to bust out a Shannon secret. A lot of people don't know this. In fact, only a handful of people know this, was that I never graduated high school. I was homeschooled, and I quit because it was so boring, because they literally just, at least at my day, they would send you books, and then you would do tests, but the answers were in the books that you had right in front of you. So the first time I would do them, I would get hundreds every time, and I was so happy. And, you know, after so many, I figured out, I can't fail. Yes, I can. Watch. So I didn't use the book at all. I didn't study. I just stopped doing them. I'm like, this is terrible. This is stupid. So I then got my GED later on. So
I mean, mostly
that's a Shannon secret.
From my understanding, like if you get homeschooled, like that's, you don't get a diploma. You just get your GED.
I don't know because I never finished.
They're tearing down my house.
Well, you got a GED.
Yeah. And that's, I don't know. Is that shameful?
Cause no.
That's one of those things that I hide because,
you know, Ben Martin.
Yeah.
GED.
A lot of people have them. But there's a stigma, I feel, like, against people that have GEDs. Because you know what we used to say GED stood for? Good enough diploma.
Oh.
That was what it stood for.
I mean,
and I've got enough against me. I grew up in a trailer. I was very poor. And then I had a GED. Like, I've pretty much been a trash bird my entire life. And I've fought very hard to not be a trash bird. And one of the really sad realizations that I've had in the past year or two is that no matter how successful I am, no matter how well I do, I will always be looked down upon by other people. And that really sucks. And I hate that.
Who looks down at you?
Allie's parents, I'm pretty sure.
I feel like they'll look down at anybody their daughter dates.
Lindsay's parents?
They do not look down on you.
Well, your dad did. Yeah, there's a pause there. And I'm not trying to be mean. Like, I'm not saying that they're, like, I'm mad at them or anything. It's just, I feel like I have to fight extra hard to be, like, good. Versus everybody else that just kind of coasts. Like, I have to fight just to be respected.
I mean, I feel like everybody to some extent feels that way. But using, like, girlfriends' parents is not a good... I imagine that half the people listening out there, like, their girlfriends' parents don't approve of them.
Yeah, but not all of them referred to their boyfriends as, like, a mutt. That happened.
Oh, that's rude.
Ow. Or
recently I've been told that dating me is heaven shattering.
What?
Heaven shattering.
I'm not making this up. What? I've been told that being with me literally shatters your chances at getting to heaven, apparently. Try using that as a pickup line. Hi. You're very pretty. Are you going to go to heaven? Want to go to hell? I'm looking right at Mandy as I say it too. I don't smolder very well. Oh, good. I'm setting the tone for the night.
Oh, sorry. Like, I kind of thought that Mandy was going to follow that up with something, but.
I don't want to shoot him down on air.
Just go for it.
I mean, I think you're fine. I've got backup. Don't worry.
That's good.
Did your parents hate your boyfriends?
They hated Matt. My son's dad.
Is there a reason?
Then they didn't really care about the next few. And then they really liked Nate.
But have they ever had like an actual, like, do you feel like they had a campaign against any of them? Like they were actively trying to persuade you not to be with them?
Not really.
Because that's what I've gotten my entire life.
They don't really like dive deep into it.
Well, not
that,
your
though.
Family so much. Your family, Lindsay, never really.
My family is uppity. That's all there is to it.
They never flat out told you not to be with me. But, you know, I heard things like, that's not what I would have done. It would have been my first choice. Stuff like that. You know, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
When did you hear this?
From your dad when we were at Wesley's wedding.
Oh, when you had the little
chat.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The year I blocked out.
That must be nice. If I blocked out all the bad years, I'd be like, I'd have the mind of a 5-year-old.
I'd be fine with that. I'm fine being 5. I got ponies. I got Rainbow Bright, you know? I'm good.
I mean, you have ponies and Rainbow Bright now.
Exactly.
What about you, Jesse? Any mothers ever hate you?
No, actually, I've always been like the golden, like, I'm the one that you want to take home and then you, like, go off to your real boyfriend.
Oh, that's also sad.
No, yeah, like, everybody's parents have always loved me. Like, I've never had anyone, as far as I know anyway, like, none of my friends' parents have ever disliked me. I've always been, seen as the good influence. Like,
I'm the opposite. I've always been a bad influence and I've done nothing. Like that, it's very unfair the way that I'm treated in society. And Jesse, you know, you're like me. You're a big, strong guy. When people see you, they automatically get a little intimidated. The difference is that you were, I don't know, maybe you just looked nicer than me.
Now, true story. My mom's new husband, she told me, up front, like before I ever met the dude, was like, please try and smile or something. Don't scare him away. My mom told me that. And then, yeah, I found out later, like, as hard as I tried to be friendly, he told my mom that he still thought I was going to hurt him for some reason.
I don't like smiling, personally.
I mean, I like smiling when it's genuine, but I do have, like, that, I don't even, like, it's not resting bitch face or whatever that's called. For whatever the male equivalent
is. Oh, I was
the
princess
apparently...
of the fake smile for the longest time. My mom would yell at me when they took photos. She's like, smile for real. I'm like, but the fake smile is so much easier.
So give me something to smile about.
Because apparently my just like resting look is angry.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah,
I get either angry or disinterested in life, both of which are true. So it's not entirely inaccurate. Yeah, I am always accused of looking angry, but I'm not really angry. I'm usually just depressed. There's a difference.
Yeah. I mean, depressed is usually devoid of anything.
Feeling.
Yeah. Just coasting.
You get in that nice numb state where you're not afraid of anything. That's the good thing. You also don't care about anything, you know?
That's the bummer.
Yeah. Eat that donut.
I
it's
will.
Gonna make you feel better. Strap yourself in. This is gonna be a fun show.
Yeah, no, like, yeah, I can't think of anybody's parents that have ever actually disliked me. Like, I've been trying, like, since you asked me that question.
To think of parents that have, can't think of parents that have liked me. Like, Allie's parents.
Lonnie Sr.
Boom.
I'm not dating Lonnie.
That's true.
I'm pretty sure if, no, never mind. So, Lonnie posted, let's talk about Lonnie. Lonnie posted a thing today about the media. Did you see this post?
No, I didn't.
Where he was criticizing the mainstream media and like CNN's quote unquote sources and how they always say sources say this and sources say that. And this is all coming from, of course, the Trump investigations into Russia and stuff like that. And I kind of have a problem with this because even though I am 100%, critical of the mainstream media and I always have been, it's like an unspoken rule. You don't name your sources. You cannot criticize journalists for not naming their sources because that is how you get sources. If somebody's in the White House and something is going on and they're trying to cover it and someone leaks it, the reason that they don't put their name out there is because everyone else will be afraid to say anything. If CNN named their sources and said, so-and-so from the White House told us this, one, that person's going to be fired. He might have criminal charges put against him. And you would say, well, that's impossible. You can't arrest someone for revealing truths, but that happens all the time.
There's confidentiality contracts.
Edward Snowden's in another country because of stuff like that.
Now look at Reality Winner.
Reality Winner,
which oh my god, it sounds like a made up name.
Yeah, I first.
Wait,
yeah,
that's legit.
Yeah, that's
a
real
contract
name.
That apparently leaked information about Trump. But you can't criticize the news for not divulging their sources. That's like if a police told people when they arrested him who the snitch was. That snitch would be dead.
Mm-hmm.
That is what happens to snitches.
Snitches get stitches.
Right.
Go in ditches.
Yeah. So the anonymity of sources is important. But just because they say sources say doesn't mean that the story is not worth like keeping an eye on or looking into.
Like obviously
CNN's not going to go to press with something that they know is complete fabrication just because they want to pop a rating. As much as I hate that stuff, that just doesn't happen because their credibility could be shot immediately.
Yeah, I mean, if it gets out that it was completely wrong, and I mean, that has happened before, like, if they've trusted a, you know, a, what they thought to be a credible source, or, you know, they published a story that didn't have any real merit. Like, they get in trouble. And obviously, like, don't take every single story as gospel.
Yeah.
Like, you know, look into it. But don't just immediately dismiss it because it disagrees with your narrative.
And that's what's happening a lot today, is a lot of people are dismissing these news stories because Donald Trump tells you it's fake news. You hear that over and over again. They beat it into your head. And that's how people get away with things.
I mean, he's still tweeting about it. Like, he tweets about fake news at least once a week.
Every news that isn't positive to him is fake news. Yeah. The only people that he supports is pretty much Fox News and, like, Breitbart. And even they are more and more critical of him every day. Neil Cavuto, just the other day on his show, said, you know, the fake news isn't the problem. You are, Mr. President, because you're not doing your job. And instead, you're spending all your time tweeting about stuff that shouldn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And it shouldn't. Donald Trump has accomplished less in his time than any other president, I think, in modern history. He has done next to nothing.
I mean, he's tried to do a lot of stuff.
He's tried to do like one thing 50 times.
He just keeps trying to do unconstitutional things.
Uh-huh.
Or like things that like he shouldn't do. Like, some of my favorite stuff is seeing like, okay, the travel ban.
Yeah.
Well,
it's not a travel ban.
Right. According to Trump's lawyers, it's not a travel ban.
And
his team. And Spicer. Not anywhere in any of the phrasing. Check out his Twitter history. He just last week called it a travel ban again via Twitter.
But specifically said, call it what it is, a travel ban.
Yeah, explicitly stated.
At which point they asked his team, well, his tweets, are they official, like, White House documentation? One of his people said, no, absolutely not. It's just social media. It's completely different. Sean Spicer said, absolutely. They're the president's tweets. They are his message. So, but they don't want you to see that. The smoke and mirrors put you instead on the fake news thing. And then this is how they get away with things. And it's so frustrating to see. Mm-hmm. I'm frustrated. The James Comey stuff today, where he came out and said all this stuff, they're attacking the few things he said that were pro-Trump. Like, no, he was not under investigation for this at the time. Instead of looking at all the stuff he did wrong, like asking him to stop the investigation on Michael Flynn, asking him for his loyalty as the FBI director, they look over all that and say, but see, he wasn't under investigation at the time. We told you.
But the big thing like they hit Comey for was that none of it was – Trump never explicitly told him to stop investigating Flynn.
And he said, I hope. I hope you can do this.
Yeah. Like, he never explicitly asked him to or anything else. He just, like, hinted at it strongly, obviously.
Right.
But he didn't explicitly say it.
He's walking that line of obstruction of justice such a thin line.
Yeah.
And it's starting to look like nothing will ever take Donald Trump down.
No.
Like, no. We're going to have to deal with him for 4 years, then he might get reelected.
The only way that he's coming down
stupid
is when the GOP realizes how toxic he is to their party. Because they have to.
They know now. There's no way that they don't know now. Like, everyone hates him, but they're still in power.
Well, I feel like the GOP is really playing this wait and see thing because the midterms are, you know, 2018 midterm. And, you know, we've got a bunch of elections going up there. Unfortunately, there are more Democratic seats up than there are Republican. So, like, I guess they're just playing wait and see. We'll see how midterms pan out.
See how much damage it does?
Yeah. If, you know, no Republican loses their seat and, or if no Democrat loses their seat and a couple of Democrats get in over Republicans, then maybe they're like, all right, it's time to boot Trump. And I feel like that's how long it's going to take before we actually see the Republican Party act against him.
I don't want to wait that long.
Well, maybe you do, because when Trump goes out, Mike Pence becomes president.
I mean, not saying the options afterwards are any better.
I mean, Mike Pence is a smarter man, but he's also way more conservative.
See, there are two sides to this. Part of me would almost prefer to keep Trump over Pence.
Yeah.
Because at this point, like, Trump's is doing us global damage. Like,
Pence will do internal damage.
Right. But, like, Trump so far hasn't been able to do much that's truly damaging to the U.S. outside of, like, foreign relations.
Yeah.
Which I feel like everybody kind of gets, like, okay, all of the U.S. is unhappy with Trump. We're unhappy with Trump. We need to wait this out for them to get a real president in office. And hopefully that's how everything's looking. I feel like Pence would get a lot of stuff passed because he would find, like, he wouldn't shoot himself in the foot.
He'd
over
be smarter
and over
about it.
And then we'll start seeing some real internal damage, as well as foreign policy damage.
I feel like he'd be better about the foreign policy, but you can kiss a lot of rights goodbye. Like, the lesbian and gay community would be especially hurt by it. And I said this earlier today that the only difference between Trump and Obama, because everyone says that, even Donald Trump said that it's a witch hunt against him, that he's under siege by the media.
Right.
The only difference between him and Obama is that Obama didn't tweet every 5 seconds and contradict himself. He didn't make his dirty laundry so apparent. Like, I have no doubt that Obama did some shady stuff. Like, everyone does.
And every president does.
I mean, remember the NSA thing. You know, he was spying on people. You know, that was huge. But Obama didn't tweet about it every 5 seconds like Donald Trump does. Donald Trump makes it so easy for us to criticize him. And if he stopped doing that and did his job, maybe we wouldn't be so, you know, up in arms about it because we wouldn't know.
Well, did you see that comparison of, like, the hottest news story about Obama at his 100th day?
Wasn't it about him eating Grey Poupon?
It was about him asking for a fancy mustard.
A spicy mustard.
Yeah, he asked if they had, because all they had was regular mustard. He's like, do you have like a spicy mustard or a Dijon or anything like that?
That was the enjoy your fancy mustard, Mr. President.
Yep. That was like I think the anchor said that. Like,
he did. It was Sean Hannity.
Yeah, he's like, Fox News. he's too good for regular mustard. Yeah, like that was the hot story. That was the scandal. Obama at 100 days.
Did you see McCain's questioning? Did you hear it?
No.
You know what he spent almost his entire 7 minutes talking about?
What's that?
The emails.
McCain. Oh my God.
After everyone was so confused, even Comey responded with, I'm a little confused. I don't know what you want me to talk about. And afterwards, McCain tweeted out that, he shouldn't have stayed up so late watching like baseball because he himself was confused by what he was trying to ask. And it made no sense. Made no sense. None of this makes any sense. And I don't understand how people out there aren't outraged yet. And they're so mad at people that are leaking the information that they're ignoring the information that's being leaked. It's like Trump had 50 people killed. Well, who told that?
We got a serious leak in the White House. That's not okay.
It's terrible. It's frustrating. I do have some good news. You want to hear some good news?
Absolutely. Yeah.
They're making a new Bubsy game.
Really?
Huh.
That is good news.
Is it?
Oh, well.
Bubsy and the Woolies Strike Back.
I liked the first Bubsy game a lot.
Everybody liked the first Bubsy game. Bubsy's one of those forgotten mascots from our childhood.
That's pretty true. Like, I always forget about Bubsy until I see a copy come here at Gaming. I'm like, oh, Bubsy. And then I immediately forget.
Because Bubsy 3D was one of the worst games ever made.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
You don't know Bubsy?
No.
And Clawed Encounters of the Furred Kind? I'm not making this up. That was a game.
Yeah, no. I'm certain you've seen Bubsy.
I don't think Pat
he's a bobcat with a exclamation point on his shirt.
I don't think so.
No?
I feel like you have to have seen this cat at some point.
That cat had all kinds of attitude. Jesse is showing a picture of it to
Mandy. Doesn't ring a bell.
That's crazy.
I think you're drunk. What's in that milk?
No. Are you a McPoil?
That's just lukewarm. There's no booze in a McPoil milk.
Unless I spike it with bath salts.
Well, yeah, but that was Mr. Ponderosa's doing.
You're a terrible sponsor. That is literally all I have to talk about is Trump today.
Oh, we can find something else to talk about.
No, you had another topic, but I think you've calmed down since then.
What was it?
Fuck people.
Oh God! Well, I was gonna try to keep this like
not a bitch fest.
I was gonna try to keep it toned down. I know we're after dark and everything, but something Asa and Dalton said to me on Wednesday after we recorded Pro Wrestling Unscripted, because I notice every time I start to go off the rails a little bit, I look at Asa and he always looks disappointed in me, and I ask him, I'm like, are you ashamed? Are you ashamed when I go off like that? And he's not. Like, I want to state that, like, there's no drama between Asa and I at all, but he and Dalton mentioned that the Thursday show, it seems to be more about the cursing and just going vulgar and less about what we talk about. And I don't know if that's a fair if that's a fair statement or not, but the last thing I want is for any show that we do to just be an excuse to just cuss and act like idiots.
I feel like that's not the case. Like, some episodes of PZ After Dark start a little bit that way.
There have been things that we've said in the past few shows that have really been vulgar.
Well, like, yeah.
Extremely vulgar. And on one hand, it's funny. But on the other hand, it's also kind of like we do so much now where we try to be taken seriously. as an entertainment entity, you know, with Nerd Up, of course, you guys are doing all the cool stuff on Sundays and talking to these comic book artists and that. And then on Wednesday with Pro Wrestling Unscripted, we're working with Cape Championship Wrestling and that kind of stuff. Mandy's making glasses out of Velcro.
Yeah, she is very, very,
she's very into this conversation.
In this conversation.
It worked.
But I don't want,
she made frames.
I don't want us to look like jackasses, you know?
I mean, that's fair. Like I said, even on this show, like, I don't know if maybe you were just trying tonight, but it feels like we haven't sworn a lot.
I was trying.
Okay.
Because my first reaction, like, after tonight was to just cuss out loud. You look adorable, by the way. Was just a cuss and cuss about what a shitty day I've had and what a shitty life it's been. And also the people that I've seen lately are shitty and the customers are shitty and our president is shitty. And Mandy's taking a picture of her shitty glasses.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
But I want to tone it down. Instead, I want to talk about something of interest. But at the same time, like, nobody really wants to talk about Donald Trump. And I'm not talking about you guys in general or specifically. I mean, in general, nobody wants to talk about it because what is there to say at this point? Mandy's.
It just goes frantically. In circles.
Yeah. Cause what ends up happening a lot. And I will agree. Like, if anybody had this criticism about the show, like, I would agree with it. And it's something that I try to move away from. There are times where it gets to you and I just yelling, agreeing very angrily with one another about our feelings towards Trump's most recent actions.
Right. That's why I tried to put a new spin on it tonight and flatly say, like, if Trump would just do his job, maybe we would stop talking about it so much.
Yeah, because and people, like, some people don't want us to talk about it. It's like, well, it's still relevant. Like, it's still relevant news. It's relevant information.
It's the most relevant thing. That's the frustrating thing about it, is Donald Trump and what is happening in the White House is the most relevant thing happening in America today.
But it's still something we don't have any control on at this point.
No, but what is it that they said in V for Vendetta? Government should fear their people, not the other way around.
Yeah.
If enough people are angry about this, then we should be able to take down this would-be dictator instead of just bitching about it on a podcast.
Too many stupid people that just follow blindly.
I wouldn't even say stupid. I would say misguided.
Okay, fine.
I would say misguided. I would give the benefit of the doubt. I'm not here to bash Republicans tonight. I think
didn't say anything about Republicans. I just mean basic common sense doesn't exist anymore.
It's not even Republicans that are doing it. It's we've been over this. This is like. The gang recycles its trash. How many times can we say the same thing and the same thing? But at the same time, it's all I can fill my head with. It's all I watch throughout the day. Trump, 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 Comey,
yeah,
Putin. You know, it's like, it's all over the place and it's something you need to know. But then it makes for really terrible talk.
What's not true? It just, like, it's talk that a lot of people, like, especially a lot of our core group, like our core listeners aren't necessarily interested in. Like, a lot of people that listen to the show have no interest in politics, and hopefully they, you know, listen through it and they, you know, learn a few things about what's going on in the
they
world.
They suffer through the boring things to get to the cursing. That's what I'm afraid of.
Well, I guess we should make a poll for next week's show about what we should talk about.
Well, I mean, we used to say,
yeah, like, hey, yeah. We used to have a list of things that's we would talk true. About.
Or
yeah.
People would just ask random questions.
Right. Yeah. Well, we've stopped doing that, really.
We should do a live Q&A.
Oh, then maybe. You get two people show up and you go, well, no one likes us. Time to close it down.
Well, maybe yeah. Thursday afternoons, we'll just post something on the Facebook, like, I don't know, a question for the night.
Yeah. That we can all just answer.
Yeah. Or I actually really, really liked the, I don't remember on what show you guys did it, but ask a question the entire panel has to answer.
Yeah. That used to be our gimmick, is if you ask us a question, legally we have to answer that question.
Yeah.
Or that one time Lindsay brought a hat and we drew out of it.
I remember stuff. That. You remember that, Lindsay?
Yeah, you all thought my stuff was stupid.
I liked it.
No one thought your stuff was stupid.
You did skip some of her stuff.
Though. Well, some of it was stupid.
Exactly.
So, okay, well, if we want to move something lighter, how'd the move end up? Like,
it's not done yet. There's boxes everywhere.
At least you know where you
But everything's out of the old apartment, right?
Yes.
Everything's out of the old apartments. We got turtles. We got cats.
There are so many animals in that place.
I drift from bed to bed. Like the mightiest of whores.
Sometimes Bob's bed, like,
yeah,
unbeknownst to him,
he knows.
Did you say he knows?
He knows. How
the,
can you know?
The cats have met, hissing ensued, and then they both went in opposite directions.
Well, because I feel like they look at each other like, you look like a younger version of me.
You look like an older version of me. It's like Freaky Friday
no,
for cats.
Hallie just starts hissing and then walks the other direction like, I ain't dealing with this crap. What is that?
What that?
She just lays down on the couch and stares up at the steps and waits for the other cat to come down so she can start hissing. Yeah,
you said she started hissing at the turtles last night.
I took her over by the turtle tank and I was like, "Hallie, have you met the turtles?" And she starts hissing at them. Well, cat turtles.
Cats do have like an irrational dislike of reptiles. Like one of the funniest things that I've ever seen. There's a whole subreddit devoted of like cats and their fear of cucumbers.
Yeah, I've seen that.
What?
Yeah, no, there's videos too.
Yeah, like if you put a cucumber behind a cat, they will freak out if they turn around.
Yeah,
really?
Because yeah, it's some kind of like instinct they think it's a snake.
I mean, don't do it because you freak the cat out.
Do it.
Like that's not good.
Do it.
No, don't. Our cat's like 17.
She really is.
She'd probably have a heart attack and die.
I don't want to kill the kitty.
Then you wouldn't have, you know, the hissing matches.
No.
It was like twice today, I think. The other one just keeps hiding upstairs and running into Bob's room to watch the roaches.
That cat's my best friend. I've had that cat since before I knew any of you. Well, I knew Lindsay, but we weren't physically around each other. I've had that cat for...
You had her for at least 2 years before I moved out here.
I've had that cat probably 14 years, 15 years. So, that cat is the biggest reminder to me of my own mortality because she's older and I know she's going to die at some point and I'm not ready for that. And that reminds me that I'm going to die someday. I'm not ready for that. So, yeah, it's not been a happy couple of weeks for me. It really hasn't. Allie's like, "You should talk to a counselor." Cool. Got some money?
There are actually places that do, therapy and stuff like that.
Keep on sliding. If you're going to say sliding fee, you better keep on sliding.
Well, yeah, I mean, they do it on a sliding scale. Like, that's a thing that happens. There are, I don't know how many there are here in Cape, but I know they exist in places.
I have a good therapy. My therapy is drown myself out with so much noise I can't think. Just distract myself long enough until I die, and at that point, it won't matter anymore.
That's the Irish way.
That's a good theory, right? That's good practice.
At least he's not drinking.
It's true.
There was a time in my life when I started drinking.
Yeah, but you never got drunk.
No, I couldn't. Like, I couldn't afford it. It takes a lot to get me drunk.
Oh, that's not true. It just takes a lot of stuff you don't want to drink.
Yeah, because it's not good.
Yeah, no, the good tasting stuff is expensive.
I'm not going to lie to you. You guys talk about alcohol all the time. Not all the time. I'm sorry. That, I didn't mean it that way. But what I mean, like, you guys do talk about it.
Yeah.
And I love listening to your conversations that you have with David and Mary Jo up at Villainous Grounds. Because David is big into beer.
Yeah, and I mean, it's important to mention we're talking about, like, craft brewing.
Yes, we're not talking about, like, getting wasted or anything.
Yeah, because Dave up, like, I don't know, was it Hubrew that he, no, that's Trevor. I don't know. David has some people that he brews beer with.
Yes.
And he brews some, like, you know, really cool specialty stuff. He let me try a couple of them. Or maybe it was just one. My memory is not great tonight. I know I tried.
I think you've had a bit tonight.
Right. I know I've tried at least one and it was really, really good. It was a stout that he had just sitting back there that he let me and Asa try.
And I like hearing you guys talk about it, but every alcohol I've ever tasted, there's only been one drink that I've not disliked, and that's like margaritas.
Yes.
I actually like the taste of margaritas, or Mike's Hard Lemonade, but I also just like lemonade.
Most people like the taste of those too because there's a lot of sugar in it.
Yeah. Anytime I've had actual beer, like
it's
I don't like it. Yeah. It just tastes bad.
I never liked the smell of it when I was little and it was in the house, and I'm just like, no.
I'll admit it's a bit of an acquired taste, and it's one of those things like, Dave and Trevor will talk about their microbrewing stuff like that. Cause Trevor has a whole like kit and everything else and he brews his own beer occasionally. He hasn't done it in a while, I guess. But like all that stuff goes way over my head. I really like good beer and that's what I prefer to drink. But yeah, like I don't get as into it as them. Like I'm cool listening to them talk about it, but yeah, most of it's just right over my head.
It's fascinating to listen to. I don't understand it, but I like hearing you guys talk about it, but I just don't have an interest in drinking. And yeah, so many people just seem to revolve everything around it. Let's go to this place to eat. They have good beer. That doesn't interest me. So, you know.
Yeah, no, like the beer shouldn't be a draw necessarily to like a restaurant. Like the food needs to be pretty good too.
Well, at any point, will this become marijuana, you think? At some point in the future, 10 years down the line, we're going to be sitting around with someone and they're going to be like, "Hey, let's go down to Cup and Cork. They have a great kush." And we can go smoke. Well, that's a term, right? Kush? I'm going to look it up.
That is a thing.
Yeah. That's a weed term.
I wouldn't know.
But I think that's a specific type of weed. Like,
exactly. That's what
it's...
I mean, though. Like, they'll be like, hey, let's go get a specific type of weed. They sell them down there. They've got a great cannabis. Let's just go smoke a bowl and have dinner.
Probably.
I just like.
And is that worse?
Right.
Honestly?
Now, I'm just.
I don't think so.
Is it worse than beer? Because beer, alcohol is just as bad, isn't it? Like, well, for messing with you.
I think alcohol is worse. Yeah, I think my experiences.
Like, I haven't tried marijuana, so I can't really say. But from my understanding and the people I've talked to, you do have more control over your faculties with weed than you do if you've had too much to drink. But I guess there's drunk, there's buzzed, and then I think there's the same thing for getting high. Like, you can get a little high, or you can be just stoned.
Right. And I hate, you know, we hate Donald Trump. You know who else I hate?
Who's that?
Jeff Sessions.
Oh, yeah.
The Attorney General, because he is pushing for maximum sentences on drug offenses. He has a campaign against people that smoke pot. He really does. And I don't understand that. How can you demonize marijuana and give alcohol a pass? How many people die from drunk driving yearly? And no one bats an eye about it. We sell it, or cigarettes. We sell it. We tax it. You know it's killing people. But you still let them do it. Then you have a problem with marijuana? That makes no sense to me.
Well, see, the thing is, with alcohol, they tried to ban it. It did not go well.
Remember that little thing called Prohibition?
I was there. I remember.
Little did we know.
Well, they didn't have
Shannon is immortal. I didn't want to tell you guys this, but I am God.
But if you're immortal, then why do you have a fear of death?
Because I'm immortal. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Clearly. Keep up.
But yeah, when the war on drugs started, there was this big, like, propaganda of just, I can't words tonight at all.
It's a propaganda
machine.
It's a low energy show.
Yeah, the propaganda machine for, like, the anti-drugs and anti-marijuana. Like, we make jokes about, like, Johnny injected 2 marijuanas and died. But, like, that's some shit that you would see back when, like, the war on drugs started.
Yeah.
Like, when they started campaigning really, really hard, they talked about, like, anybody that would ask you, well, what are the real negative side effects of weed? Well, it leads to meth.
It's a gateway drug.
Yeah.
That's what I always heard. It's a
gateway drug.
Yeah.
And so that's what they started adopting, like, after they successfully got, you know, marijuana. Because marijuana used to be legal.
Yeah.
And, you know, once they made it and literally every other drug illegal, then they threw
with friends.
What am I trying to think of?
Minimum sentence? Maximum sentence?
It's... Oh, my God.
Max Steel?
Mighty Max.
It's like
Mighty
maximum
Morphin
minimum...
Power Rangers?
It's like maximum minimum sentencing. What?
What?
It's when they just increase, like, the... They gave you the worst penalty
Holy
they
shit,
possibly
Jesse
could.
Machine broke.
It's so broke. I can't think of what it's called.
Just say what it is. Don't worry about the term. Just tell us what it is.
No matter what it was, like if you got caught with marijuana possession, you got the maximum possible sentence.
Right.
No tolerance.
No tolerance. Yeah.
No simpy.
No simpy. None. Man, I can't.
And now you spent so long trying to figure that out that my important point is lost because I don't remember it.
It was about like how could the last thing you said that led me to the prohibition thing. Was how can they let marijuana go, but alcohol and cigarettes are still legal?
Yeah, I guess what I was gonna say is I get irritated when dudes come in the store and smell like pot. When when people come in the store and smell like pot, and maybe their eyes are a little red, and I just get annoyed by that because I hate the smell of weed.
I hate the smell of any form of smoke.
Yeah, I do too, especially weed. I just don't like it, but it irritates me. I'm flat out terrified of people getting smashed at the bar on the weekend and then driving home. That's a completely different monster.
Yeah.
You know? And I know people that brag about it, that have bragged and said, oh, dude, I got so wasted, I still managed to get home.
Yeah.
Fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had coworkers like that.
My brother was like that. He got 2 DUIs.
And he should get them. And that's another thing. I'm just going on things that I hate. I hate people that tell other people about cop stops. When people say, hey, don't go on this road if you're drunk because there's a cop stop there. They might pull you over for drinking and being drunk behind the wheel. You should get pulled over for being drunk behind the wheel because you could kill somebody.
No, you know, no arguments here.
You're not a hero for telling this drunk person, hey, take this road where you might hit someone. You know, that's so stupid. Sorry. That's always bugged me when people like post on Facebook, hey, watch this road tonight. Cops are out in full effect. Good. They should be to stop people like you from killing someone.
And see, it's one of those things like I always like getting those alerts because like, okay, I know it's going to take me forever to get through that traffic stop. So I'm going to avoid it.
But you're not drunk.
Right.
Or yeah. Maybe those people will then get a ride instead of trying to drive.
That would be good.
Yes.
Drunk, you know, the designated driver is a good person. That guy deserves free sodas.
He does.
Wherever he goes. I love that guy.
Yeah.
And most places give it to him.
Yeah. And that's cool. But a lot of people, they take that risk and get behind the car and do that. And yeah.
Yeah. No, cause
I'm not the one to talk to about that kind of personal tragedy. There's other people that are better suited for it. I lost a friend in a drunk accident. He was driving though when we were in high school.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it for me. Like that's all. You know, I know other people that have it much, much worse, so I can't really bitch too much. But that is something that I just hate.
Yeah, I'm fortunate enough to not, like, personally know anyone that's died in a drunk driving incident. I know I've had friends that have been drunk and drove. And like I said, my little brother, he's really rehabilitated himself.
Restart the Jesse machine.
I'm trying.
Please.
It won't reboot. It's crashing over and over again. I just keep getting a message about boot OS.
It's just critical error. Jesse's blue screen three times. Right.
I'm sitting in front of me.
I'm
just turning blue over here, like over and over again.
It's that snowberry.
Right? Like it's this tea. They spiked it with something. It's this hippie tea.
I know.
They got like the peace sign. What is it?
The new logo.
Holding a radish? Why is that
Is that a radish?
I don't know.
Is that a radish?
I mean,
it looks like a radish.
Like a radish
or a turnip or something.
Mostly because the leaves, I'm guessing it's supposed to be a white blueberry, like so snowberry.
Oh, for snowberry.
That would be my guess. I don't know.
Does it have a little crown?
No, blueberries have the thingies. Yeah.
But
it doesn't have that and the leaves. Yeah, because if it had leaves, it would be with the stem there.
Are you sure that's not just a little crown?
That's king of the peace tees.
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, it looks like a crown.
It looks like a crown.
I mean, I don't think it is, but it is delicious. I will say that.
Peace tea does a good job.
Peace tea is great stuff. What were we talking about?
You trying to words.
Yeah, I rehabilitated my little brother. Yes. My little brother's gotten a lot better. Like, he served some jail time. And ever since then, he refused, even if he just has like half a beer, he will not drive with any amount of alcohol in his system. Because the next time he goes back to jail for it, it's going to be a long time.
Do they still do the three strikes rule?
I have no idea. I imagine that wasn't so.
I mean, that was pretty messed up.
But I mean, with DUIs, like it's usually people don't survive the first strike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually lose your license.
And my dad was a drunk. You know, my dad was a drunk. Like, my dad was that stereotypical dad that they make a movie out of. Like, if I was the main character in a movie, my dad would be that stereotypical drunk father that you had to walk upstairs and stuff like that. That was my dad. So I got to see drunk firsthand, and I decided a long time ago that I didn't like it.
See, my dad never drank because he was he was the sad drunk.
Like, he just cried when he drank. Now, my dad was the angry drunk.
That's a whole thing. Like, my dad was just, and I would always think, knowing my dad, that he would be an angry drunk. Like, he would just be pissed off the entire time because he was just, in general, an angry man. I know he's been terrorizing a lot of people in Australia. I've told you a few stories about some of his Facebook posts.
You have. He's a wonderful person. I hope he stays over there.
Yeah. He posts about his, like, heroic dealings with customer service.
Especially foreigners, right? If I remember correctly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Ironically, him being a foreigner.
Uh-huh. Because he there was this girl working at a gas station that, said she needed, or he told her that she needed to learn better English because somehow she confused how much money he said he wanted to put in the gas tank. And I don't remember the full story, so I'm not going to try and recant it, but it was really terrible.
Yeah.
Like, cause I remember like, screenshotting it and sending it to Shannon a long time ago. Like,
yes, yep, you did.
This is who I dealt with.
And it's like the whole Donald Trump thing. It's both funny and really depressing at the same time.
Yeah. Like, he was that nightmare for customer service people. Like, he was the guy that would yell over the dumbest stuff. Like, anything, any tiny detail wrong with his meal. Oh, that poor server. That poor server. It doesn't matter, like, if it was, that it was the cook's fault or anything else.
That ties all back into what Lindsay said earlier about my topic was F people. Because I don't understand how people can be so rude to each other. I don't understand how people can kill each other. I don't understand how people can do terrible things to each other. Like, I don't get it.
Because they're selfish human beings that it's all about me, 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 me.
Maybe I always thought my brain didn't work correctly because I think so differently from everybody else. But I'm starting to think that just everyone else's brains are broke.
I guess so, yeah.
Mandy, you work in customer service, we'll say.
I do.
So you get to see the worst of the worst.
Oh, yeah. I get yelled at for lots of stuff.
How do you put up with it? Is it because it's money? That's it?
Sometimes. I don't know. Like day to day, or like, why do I stay in it?
Why do you stay there? Because that's the thing that people always say. Like, if you hate your job so much, why are you still there?
I honestly don't hate my job. Like, in general, I mean, I have really crappy days, but for the most part, like, I usually like the people I work with, and I have so many good regulars that I love conversing with that, you know, I like it, and I have a set schedule there as well. And, you know, the management's pretty easy to work with on needing things off.
Mm.
But even, like, if I wasn't leaving, I'd probably still want a new job, though, because, like, 4 years in, like, even though I do make, like, pretty good money, like, I know a lot of, like, serving stuff, and you don't know your money and stuff, but I usually make the same amount during the week, and so, like, I know what I'm going to be making, but I don't know, it just gets old some days.
Yeah, starting a new job is terrifying.
Yeah, and that's another thing, is, like, starting over is...
Starting over in anything is terrifying.
Yeah.
Whether it be...
And I've just become... And I'm also really comfortable there and, like, know what I can get away with and, like, whatnot. Because I'm really shy. So, like, with a new job, I probably hardly speak for a while. And, you know, like, buy the book everything until I find shortcuts that you can do and stuff.
I swear to myself that if I ever find another job, I always say I'm going to move away, that I'm just going to leave everything behind and start over. Mm-hmm. And if I ever did that, I swear to Christ, I'm not making the same mistakes again. I'm not making friends. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting attached to anybody. No, I'll be alone till the day I die because people suck. Yeah. Not our listeners. Our listeners are great. They really are.
I was wondering where you're going to go with
that. I also like try not to care, and then I end up caring anyways. Like at work, like I went in there and I was like, man, I don't have much longer. I really don't give a shit because anytime I complain about a problem that we have, no one gives a shit, so I'm complaining for nothing. So then I, like, try not to care, and then, like, I still care, though. It's so frustrating. Like, here I am, caring.
Lindsay's like that, too. She'll get so mad about something, and I'll tell her, don't let it get to you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just let it roll off your back. And she can't.
I'm so terrible about letting stuff go.
She dwells on it for days.
Years.
Damn.
I dwell on the dumbest crap. I will still have times where, like, stupid stuff that happened in high school will pop back into my head, and I will dwell on it.
The anime club.
Oh, yeah.
She still talks about that damn anime club.
I usually get over things pretty quickly. But
I would. Or even just customers. Like, there's customers that have popped back in my head that were from, like, my first year at the job I'm at. And I just...
Well, the worst
customers
that we've had, and by we, I mean me and Jesse, still come in here. Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, how long has it been, Jesse? 10 years?
Yeah.
It's been 10 years. And we still see these people.
Because, yeah, you and I started working at GameStop in 2007.
10 years we've been dealing with the same nonsense. And at some point, you look at yourself in the mirror and go, why? Like, why am I still doing this?
The people I don't understand are when they come in and they complain to me, like, constantly. Like, there's these two guys that come in. They used to be really awesome. And now, like, the last, like, legit 10 times that I've waited on, it's, why doesn't this have as much chicken in it? Or no, it really isn't that big of a piece of fish. Like, there's always something new to complain about
it. But if you don't like something, stop going there.
Yeah, like, why are you still here then if you're going to complain? Or my favorite is, well, if you're out of it, why is it on the menu? What?
Shipments?
I have literally no control.
Maybe everybody who came in this week wanted fish, and we haven't got more in on
why
truck
you got
yet.
Why you got a Wii box out there if you don't have Wiis?
I told Man about that because, like, I sort of know where you're at.
Yeah.
Because,
they'd bring that Wii box in at Christmas time and go, I want one of these. We don't have any of those.
Why you got the box out there?
Yeah.
Because corporate, and I think finally we stopped making things up and just said, because corporate makes us.
Yeah.
No, basically what I went to is like, I will sell you that box for $300 if you really want it. Do you?
I just, people don't understand that the people you are talking to literally have pretty much no control.
Yeah.
Except the transaction you are right there working on.
I don't understand how people don't treat each other like human beings.
Me and my boss were talking and like everyone needs to spend like a year in like customer service. Whether it's like a GameStop or it's like a restaurant.
No, high school. They should be required. Like two trimesters and
some high school girl
3 months
today.
3 months of retail, 3 months of food service. And they should have to do it just so they understand all the crap that goes through, and then they won't act like that.
Not just to go through it, but they have to pass the class. Like you have to do a good job. Because anybody could just go there and fake it for 3 months, but you actually have to be a good worker.
Today some high school girl goes, here you go. You can just keep it like for a tip, I guess. Like, oh, thank you. Thank you. 75 cents?
Oh.
You shouldn't have.
You spoil me. I had a girl come in today. Actually, Jake and his friend came in, and the girl, his friend, met another girl here, and she walks in, and she's got like the little denim short shorts on and the crop top, and she looks like the kind of girl that wouldn't step foot in a game store generally. Mm-hmm. And she walks in, and she sees Jake playing, and she's like, so is this what you do with your day? And I wanted to I just want to say, get the fuck out. Get the fuck out right now before I scream at you. Like, don't come into my business and insult what these people like doing. I don't come down to where you work and slap the dick out of your mouth.
And also, if you work in a restaurant, don't go to that restaurant and not tip the server.
Seriously.
Because our host does that.
What?
Yeah, our own host comes in and doesn't tip us.
What?
Yeah. She says, well, we're all broke. Let's fucking go to McDonald's. Like,
seriously.
Shit. You don't treat your own and
if your you can't afford to leave a tip at a sit-down restaurant, go to a fast food establishment.
Like, especially if it's your coworkers, you're trash.
That's the worst thing. Like, if I go somewhere I know is working, I always leave a tip. And they always tell me don't. They're like, please don't do that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I'm going to leave you a tip. One, I like you. Two, you do a good job. I could never imagine going into somewhere like that. Or just not tipping in general. Like, tipping – I know there's that argument that you don't have to tip – but I feel like if someone does a good job, especially, they've earned that money.
Yeah.
Because they have to put up with more crap than we do.
Only time I'm not tipping is if they don't come back and check on it. Like, if they literally just come take your order, bring you your food, and that's it. Like, they're not checking your refills or anything.
Yeah, no, you have to. You're not guaranteed a tip just because you work there.
Right.
Like, you at least have to be good.
Keep my glass full and bring me my food and it be, like, what I ordered at least.
And be
and
nice.
You're good.
Yeah, I have no problem tipping.
And even if it's not what I ordered, I'm going to politely say, hey, this isn't what I wanted. Can you fix it?
What you've done before. Politely.
Yes. I'm not like, this is wrong. Take it back. I want my food for free.
people feel so entitled. Yeah.
There are only two places that I've ever gone to where I didn't leave a tip. And that was this restaurant in Colorado where they put us out in the patio and forgot about us entirely.
Can I ask, is the other one Denny's?
Yeah, it is.
Everyone's got a Denny's.
Yeah.
And that's like, it's been more than once at Denny's. I haven't been there in like 3 years at this point because the last time I went was so bad.
Yep, same here.
Same.
And you literally laughed at the cashier when they're like, do you want to leave a tip?
And I've never done that before. Like, I felt rude about it and I feel kind of bad. But considering how they treated us that day.
The fact that we got ignored and we could hear them in the back bitching that they wanted to go take a smoke break.
Yeah, instead of like helping us out. The last time I went to Denny's was with, I think me and Asa, Allie and Dalton went there with Billy and Sarah. After CCW.
Yeah, that one was in, oh no, that one was here. Oh yeah.
That was here.
Why would you subject yourself to that again?
Well, Billy went and they were like, hey, come. And I was like, all right, you know, I wanted to hang out with
Billy. Did you warn them that one sucks?
No, it was, I mean, to be fair, it was fine. They actually did forget and they messed stuff up, but at least they were polite about it and quick.
Yeah.
Not like the nightmare we had that one time.
Like the last time that I went where they outright brought someone the wrong food
and then asked if they still wanted the right one.
30, or like 20 minutes later when she finally came back to check on us and we asked, well, how's that chicken cordon bleu coming? Did you still want that? Yeah.
I brought you something else.
And then I did the same thing. Like, cause that Denny's is the most awkward in general for dealing with just walking up there and they're like, do you want to leave a tip? And I just looked at her straight in the eyes and no.
Please tell me that when you told her that, she said, sorry, I was eating a Milky Way and you then hit her. That's when you blacked out,
like,
Your Honor.
Every other Denny's I've been to has been fine. It's just this one.
I love Denny's when it's called IHOP.
I like Huddle House.
I love Huddle House.
Yeah.
Huddle House.
I like Huddle House a lot more than Denny's.
I keep trying to get you to go to Huddle House. You never wanted to go.
I'll go.
All right, me and Mandy are going to go.
That's because the one time
No, you turned me down.
That's because
you rejected me earlier. Go ahead, Lindsay.
The one time we did go, it was you, me, Jeremy, and Noel when we were doing the moves at Stephen Berry's.
That's true. And that wasn't this one, though, was it?
No, it was down the road somewhere else.
Like, it was going somewhere,
and it was, like, at 2 in the morning.
No, this Scott City.
Scott City.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. No, this Huddle House was awesome. Me and Ali have gone there a couple times, and every time we go, it's really good.
Yeah, no, I've never had a problem with this Huddle House. Like, it's just, it's not very often that, like, anybody that I'm hanging out with is craving Huddle House,
which is weird because like they have just the Huddle House.
It's when you want breakfast food.
Well, yeah, because it's like hash browns and gravy and biscuits and cheese all mixed together, and waffles. It's just like, oh my god, it's so good.
It's when you want breakfast food at like 1 a.m.
It's when you want good breakfast food. It's not like just like a waffle or a pancake. It's when you
you ordered French toast and ate it with your fingers. That was at Denny's, I think, though.
It was. What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
Don't look at me like that.
Was it like the dipping sticks
bleeding?
You're not bleeding. They were the dipping sticks, but like he had silverware. This was after inventory, mind you, and it was like 6 a.m. after we'd been up since 8 o'clock the previous night scanning stuff in the store.
Yeah, I was tired.
And he just started like picking random stuff up and dipping it in the syrup.
I mean,
I was hungry.
I'm fine, like, because that's what, like, if you go to Burger King, you get like the French toast sticks. You dunk those in syrup.
Well,
the
thing about that is that I don't go to Burger King.
I haven't been to Burger King in a really long time.
Me either.
Lindsay loved Burger King. That was her restaurant of choice.
Got burnt out on it,
like
or
Outback.
It just stopped.
We got burned out on Outback.
Not getting it, just wasn't good.
They stopped carrying my
How
pasta.
Do you get
they stopped
out
carrying
out
my
Outback.
Pasta. They stopped carrying
Applebee's
my pasta.
Quit carrying
they stopped carrying my
beans.
Cinnamon apples.
And we haven't been to Applebee's since.
I've been like once, maybe twice.
Like if you have a good thing going, restaurants.
It depends on the location.
Get
though.
Rid of them.
No, I can no. Because it's not always up to that restaurant. It's corporately
it's
as a whole.
Well, that's what I mean, corporate.
Yeah.
I've learned a long time ago to never blame
doing,
local places for
just
what.
Just because it's doing good here doesn't mean every single restaurant is doing it good otherwhere.
And just because you like it doesn't mean that it's very popular. But then there's
everyone
also the
likes
whole
it.
There's also the whole marketing thing. Like, that's why the McRib is a seasonal item.
Yeah.
You know there's nothing on that sandwich that's seasonal. Nothing.
No.
And there's nothing on that sandwich
it's
that's really that good.
It's
yeah.
No. Fresh.
Yeah, when it comes out, my mouth starts watering.
So what you're saying is they will eventually bring back my high C.
No.
I mean, eventually, maybe if it gets like the demand is big enough, maybe they'll come out with a high C McRib.
All right, they didn't re-release the Szechuan sauce for the McNuggets. They're not going to do anything else.
Game Fuel is back, and that came out with Halo originally.
I think
LiveWire never left. Remember, they were like LiveWire this summer only.
Uh huh.
JK.
Yeah.
And then they've
actually got 9 billion boxes we need to go.
So just ask Mountain Dew to buy out Hi-C and they'll bring it back.
But see, I really think that the whole Game Fuel thing is part of Arby's, like, that's their new thing. Like, all their social media stuff
is
very
video
game related.
Yeah. Their social media is killing it every time.
And their sliders, oh my
God. We are the target.
Yes,
for
we
their
are.
Stuff. And we're the target, like, we're the target for everything Arby's is doing right
it's
now.
It's not even their advertisement. It's the sliders and the Game Fuel. Like.
Yeah, but their advertisements are so good. Like, they'll advertise, like, I've seen, Zelda, Sailor Moon, they had an advertisement once.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the stuff that it's like, wow, Arby's, you get it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Cause they're really, especially.
Plus their food's really good.
Uh-huh. Yes. They're my favorite fast food place currently.
Their fries have been a little bad lately, but.
You gotta get them
Chick-fil-A.
Loaded.
That is true.
I've only been to Chick-fil-A one time. One time.
Why? It's so good.
I
was going to give you
the
BS
on Sunday.
Yeah.
I was going to give you the answer. I don't agree with their political beliefs, but I also don't give a shit about a restaurant's political beliefs.
Yeah.
I don't go to Chick-fil-A to get advice on how to live.
Yeah.
I go there like Papa John's. I like Papa John's. I'm pretty sure Papa John himself is a piece of garbage, but that doesn't matter. I like his pizza.
Yeah.
His pizza is delicious.
His pizza is tasty, and they always gives me free ones. Remember the summer of free pizza?
I do.
Every other week, Papa would message you and go, "Hey, haven't seen you in a while. Here's a free pizza.
You got a
Stop
free
it,
Marco's
Papa.
One.
Well, because they always do like the buy one get one free. Like they were doing that so frequently.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you got another buy one get one free deal? Hit that Papa 25.
I get those emails
you get those
all
points.
The time.
That summer ruined us. And the best was
that summer ruined us.
I love that we would all get pizza on Sunday, and when we got it from Papa John's, I just put it on my account, and we'd order like 40, 50 bucks worth of pizza. I got free pizzas like every week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
You still do that for wrestling.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah, that's why, like, if ever Shannon, like, recommends Papa John's, it's because he knows he's close to a free pizza.
Oh, I love Papa John's.
I'm basically a lobbyist for Papa John's. I'm Michael Flynn and Papa John's is turkey. Maybe we should get Papa John's. One of you guys needs to arrest me.
I love Papa John's, though.
See, I like Marco's so much more than Papa John's. I love Papa John's, but...
I can't think of a place in Cape I don't like to eat pizza from except Emo's. And even that's not that bad. It's not.
I don't like Domino's, really.
Domino's is so hit or miss.
Yeah,
it's really
true.
Yeah.
Especially from the Sprigg Street location.
And I don't know if it's Justin Jackson, but Pizza Pro sucks.
It's Justin Jackson. Because we used to eat Pizza Pro all the time. Me and Bob used to get down on some Pizza Pro. We stopped doing it one time because... So we ordered a pizza with extra cheese, right? And we get our pizza. And this thing, I know you guys can't see it at home, but like imagine regular crust. And then the cheese was almost triple the size of the crust. We're like, holy smokes, that's so much cheese. No, it was an illusion.
Uh-oh.
Because Bob pushed down on the cheese and
it was all
sauce squirted everywhere.
Ew.
And he literally pushed it and it went and just squished everywhere. We were like, oh.
It was a pizza bomb.
Yeah. So we gave up on Pizza Pro that night.
I don't like Pizza Pro. I used to not like Little Caesars at all, but now that they like don't do hot and ready literally all day, like if you go like not during rush hour, you have to wait for them to cook it.
Yeah.
Like
but
now
that's
it's
good.
Fine. Yeah, yeah. No, it's good now, but I always went like when it wasn't a fresh pizza and it just
it was waiting for
sitting.
You for like for like 50 minutes.
Yeah,
because honestly,
not as good.
Fresh Little Caesars,
good.
That's on par with Domino's easily.
Yeah. If they put the right amount of cheese on it and stuff and it's just not filled with tumors.
Their
yeah.
cinnamon well, see, things are
fire. Those things
yeah.
are
fire.
Oh, snap.
But the only time like.
Snippety snap.
The only time I ever see like the tumors and everything are when the pizza's been sitting like cooking effectively in the warmer for hours and then the pizza's bad. But yeah, if I ever get like a fresh Little Caesars pizza, it's tasty.
All right. Well, I'm going to go get some pizza now.
I like Pizza Hut.
They're Thanks,
crust.
Guys.
I like Pizza Hut.
Oh
crust.
My God. Pizza Hut. Let me tell you about Pizza Hut.
Well, let's do it.
One, I ordered a chicken sandwich from them once and there was a bone in it. That happened. But this is the last story and then I'm going to go get some pizza. We moved and on the last day of moving, one, Ethan left me at home.
In the rain.
Ethan and I, we're closing up the old apartment and it's pouring down rain. Ethan is shirtless for some reason. And I tell Ethan, I'm like, hey, get the truck started and I'm going to toss this and we'll get out of here. He goes, okay. So I take the trash bag, I go toss it away, I come back, Ethan's gone.
Meanwhile,
he left.
Ethan is pulling up to our place, I'm like, where is Shannon? Is he angry enough that he decided to walk in this? And Ethan's like, I don't know, he told me to get in my car and get out of here. I'm like, are you sure that's what he said?
That's not what I said.
And he paused, he's like, maybe he said go get in your car and we'll get out of here. I'm going to go back and get him.
And I sat out there in the rain, I'm like, I'm going to walk home. I'm going to walk home in a thunderstorm. And I'm going to open that door like a goddamn serial killer.
lightning
flashes behind me.
And then they ordered Papa John's when we told them to order Pizza Hut.
I told, all right, so Allie, Ethan, and Lindsay were all in there, and I'm like, hey, I really want Pizza Hut. You guys want Pizza Hut? Lindsay's like, Pizza sounds good. Ethan's like, yeah, Pizza sounds great. So I tell them, all right, you guys order Pizza Hut. I'm going to get a shower because I'm sweaty and I'm covered in rain and all that. So I leave. I go shower. I told him to get a Pepperoni Lovers too.
Uh-huh.
Which is a Pizza Hut exclusive.
Uh-huh.
It's all that pepperoni.
I leave and I come back and we're getting ready to go. And Allie's like, so where is Papa John's anyway? How do we get there? And I go, why? What do you need from there? We ordered pizza. I said Pizza Hut. How'd you get Papa John's from Pizza Hut?
Because I told her Pizza Hut too.
Good God.
How does she not know where Papa John's is?
She worked
Are
across the street
me?
From them. Jesse, she worked at Andy's.
I know, for a long time.
What?
Yeah, she, it was. That's not even across the street. They were neighbors. Same
you
side.
You can see it.
You
it's
can
like Russia.
Make deals.
Russia and Alaska.
Andy's what? Makes deals with Papa John's all the time. I used to do it. We'd give them like wasted custard for free pizza.
She is simple. She is the SpongeBob meme.
Though that's not as bad as, all right, you remember when I moved into LaCroix? A while back.
Yes.
And I told
CJ. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, CJ, get us some Marco's. I'll pay for it. Whatever. Just order the pizza. And he goes in and he orders like four specialty pizzas at regular menu price.
What?
Yes.
That was the most I ever spent on pizza in my life.
I remember Jesse saw that bill and he did that eyes bug out thing.
I did the.
He looked like an old Ghostbusters toy. You squeezed his legs and his eyes popped out.
Because, yeah, it was like $60 with a pizza. I was like, oh my God. And all we got was four.
Eat fresh.
Wow.
I was like, CJ, did you not coupon?
Kurt Vonnegut.
You just told me to order the pizza.
So, Jesse, to answer your question about how the move went, it went great. Thank you guys for listening. We're going to be back on Sunday with Nerd Up, and then we'll start that whole thing over on that particular day. Thank you guys. Have a great weekend, and get some pizza.
Bye-bye now.